Morning. I am Rosa Maria Oliveira, as Seth told you, and I'm a teacher of visual arts and art in Portugal at the University of Aveiro. And I am also a researcher in the field of art holography. However, today I'm not bringing here my main research on holography, but just a reflection about what is important for me and for the viewers in holography. Not only the informed people, not only for the artists and scientists and this community of holographers, but also for others, for the public in general, and for my students also, because as a professor at a department of arts, I need to know if there is a feedback in a moment when there are a lot of new technologies, a lot of ways to use technology in labs, biotechnology applied to art, DNA changed by artists, and so on. So this is my reflection, a started maybe of this reflection that is not only the practice, not only the expression, but a step back to understand better what I'm doing, what I'm going on. Other technologies are very much easier to work on, to have. They don't need a lab, they don't need hardware, a lot of devices. They just are in your computer, your personal computer, to the way to make art, to put it at the net and to spread all over the world. And holography, what happens with holography? But at some time, I'm here and I'm seeing a lot of artists that still work on holography. Why artists continue doing holograms? How holography is different from the other media that keep you in the field trying to find new things? As I said, the use of technologies in arts brings a new way of understanding shapes, perceiving and appreciating the configurations that present them to our perceptive organization. The use of technologies represents a new aesthetic of the medium, since they use a new language, which is inherent to these new technologies. We can't understand the use of technologies in art and applying the same rules of the aesthetic that we use when we are talking about a painting or about a sculpture or about an engraving piece. I don't know. It is necessary to understand in other kind of vocabulary. The new technologies are accessible to a large number of people, enlarging enormously the range of people that create art, as well as the public that appreciate art. And now people understand the score of a piece of art by the number of I like or I don't like, or silence. This is important for us artists. This is another point which we need to understand and to think about. There is no anymore an exhibition place. The world is the gallery, or can be. So in holography, one of the important fact, one characteristic that is higher than in other technology is the mimesis. The mimesis, the capacity of represent as the object is in reality, make us to use it, because people say, oh, it's so real, oh, it's so like the object, oh, isn't the object itself inside the hologram? It is possible to record mimetically the object in a way much higher than in other media used by artists. People perceive the hologram as if it was the real object, not paying attention to other aspects like color, or to understand that they are not in the presence of the real object, but of a recording, a representation. But what mimesis is, in this characteristic, important to art and in art holography, during the 20th century, this kind of discussion, debate, was spread all the world of the artists. This is two versions of a question made by René Magritte. Ceci n'est pas une pipe. Ici isn't a pipe. Ici is a representation, isn't the real object. How important is mimesis for the observer? Recently, it was possible to confirm that it is very important when a hologram called it Another Place, Another Time was exhibited. This hologram is a hologram made by our group, Luis Miguel Bernardo, Elder Crespo, Isabel Azevedo, and myself. We did this holograms on purpose for an exhibition that took place at Oporto during the film festival Fantasporto. That is an important festival. It has more than 30 years in a row being happening. But this time they wanted to celebrate a special movie, Blade Runner, and its director. So we did this hologram with some references to the movie. This is an hologram in green color, a transmission hologram. This is the setup preparation. The is a 60 per 40 centimeters and resisted on ultimate plates by a laser Verti. This laser is used at the University of Porto for scientific purposes. It is at the Fenton Lab and was transformed to record this hologram. And this is important step for us because he has 7 meters depth to record and recorded a lot of the lab. It was used two object beams to enlighten all the objects and the ceiling and the walls. It is possible to find. I have a problem with my computer, so I can't. Put it. But well, if you maybe this link. No, oh yes. This is a link that isn't. The hologram isn't very well. This is part of the exhibition. I don't know if I can hear. Put the hologram, the movie of the hologram. Well, but no, this is other. Well, this is the hologram. Is cut this photography, and you can see it in different link. This link is the best, but I can't understand why I can't put it on move. Well, people, even well-informed people at the exhibition, thought that we had moved the lab to the exhibition place. This is incredible how people didn't understand that hologram was a registration, a recording, but not the real thing, in spite of being all the information of the light at the moment of the recording. This aspect of mimesis overlap the intelligence and the knowledge of people that it wasn't a real thing made me think about us and our perception. I still continue thinking that the material and immaterial in holography is also an important issue to develop and in art holography. So, this discussion I have in my classes because I teach in discipline called the artistic holography at the Master of Contemporary Artistic Creation at the University of Aveiro. And at the beginning, there are a lot of students interested, but after some time, some of them quit, because for being an holographic artist, it is necessary persistence, resilience, and well, the like and the profound interest on this technology. Well, I show you my lab for students. They are beginners. They had never worked on holography. So this is a basic lab. And well, some of them try to work and understand the concept of the discipline. They make a different approach. They are encouraged to make their own project, and some of them are successful, and they can make be part of the final exhibition at the Museum of Aveiro. Well, I don't know if I am late, but I just want to show you two of the works of this year. And the question that I put in the beginning, if holography is still important as a medium for art, well, I'd like to say yes. Holography certainly is an important medium for artistic expression, a medium with special mimetic and immaterial characteristics which allow conceptual work of art. And I think artists will continue using this fascinating medium for me in different ways, according to their purposes, feelings, creativity, and even fantasies. Thank you.
Questions for Rosa Maria?
What were the holograms? Yeah. What were they?
What?
The hologram.
The hologram? The, that green one? The, okay. Sorry. What question about?
No, the hologram.
The okay. Yes. The works of the students. Okay, last one. Okay. This is an installation. Both of them are installations. The right one, that is a hologram inside a piece of used by scuba diving in, well, a lot of time ago, because Aveiro is a place where there were a big tradition in the fishermen, and the fishing to the cod, I don't know if it's a cod in English, to the Terra Nova and Groenland and so on. And the fishermen had a lot of devices that are still in Aveiro and with the families. And one of them tried to put the hologram inside, because, well, this work is a concept, a different concept, is the drone in a dry place, the first idea. The second step, Desolation, that is the title, because they decide people would understand better the idea. Okay.
Thank you, Rosa Maria.